Good morning, precious family. It's good to see you this morning. Thank you for making the time to come to church on the long weekend. Give yourselves a round of applause. Good to have you here this morning. Vir die van julle wat wonder, Colette en ek neem nie beurte nie. But I just saw all the love and attention she was getting, and I thought, ah, I could do with some of that. So no, I didn't fall off a bike. This is an old legacy injury from a couple of years ago, and it finally had to be repaired. So there was a muscle torn. They reattached the muscle. They repaired the muscle. They chiseled some bone away, but it's all good. My biggest problem is trying to decide whether I should rest the arm on the cushion or my head, because I'm so tired. I haven't gotten sleep, but it's not because of the pain. God has really just done something supernatural with the pain. It's honestly been managed well. I just can't sleep. I suppose it's from excitement or something like that. But I'm going to go to the second-hand store and everything's going to be fine. But great. Thanks for coming. Today's a special day, folks. Today is Heritage Day, or better known to us as Braai Day. So what is it that we celebrate today? Why is it something that we celebrate? And I was going to continue with Living Stones, but God dropped this into my heart and I thought, no, what kind of a pastor would I be if I don't talk about Braai Day? I mean, like, really? So, it's called Heritage Day or Braai Day, and people celebrate this day in different ways for different reasons. So, what reasons should Christians celebrate this day? Why should we celebrate this day today? Read a passage of Scripture, we're going to unpack it, and then we can go and braai and feed our pie holes. Hallelujah. Come with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 1, and from verse 3. We're spending quite a bit of time there. Remember, it's the book of relations. So we start off Ephesians chapter 1 and reading from verse 3. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, the second edition. Please feel free to follow overhead on the screen, on your Bibles, tablets, phones, whatever you use to access God's word. If you're there, say, preach it, Pastor. If you're not, say, please wait. Everybody there, ready? Okay. Let's go. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He's so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. God has now revealed to us his mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill his own good plan. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Here, dis vir ons 'n voorreg om by mekaar te kom rond die woord. Die samesyn van gelowiges is iets besonders. Ons weet die skrif sê, waar twee of meer vergader is in die naam, is die daar so teenwoordigheid. Is u daar teenwoordig? Ons neem dit nie van selfsprekend nie. Teenwoordigheid van die skepper van die heelal. Here, wees by elkeen van ons vandag. Laat ons die stem van die Heilige Gees duidelik hoor om ons te bemoedig, ons rigting te gee, ons hoop te gee, dit wat stikkend is te kom regmaak, daar waar daar leemte is om te kom vul, daar waar dit seer is, te kom genees, daar waar vrees is, waar dit rustigheid en vrede sal bring. In Jesus' mighty name, all God's people said, amen and amen. I decided to be a bit adventurous in preparation for the service, and I looked up a Google definition of heritage. I don't want to rely on Google too much, because if Ioka's got a website and a briefcase, he's considered an expert. And I'm not an expert, because an ex is a has-been and a spurt is a drip of water under pressure. But this Google definition is worth reading. The Google definition of heritage is, and I thought, wow, daar's soveel geestelike goed hierin, it's worth sharing. Heritage is a person's unique, and already it had my attention, is a person's unique inherited sense of family identity. The values, traditions, culture, and artifacts handed down by previous generations. Isn't that beautiful? You can almost spiritualize that whole thing, and it's a Google definition. I want to look at five key aspects from our scripture passage this morning that give us reason as Christians to celebrate heritage. This is what our heritage is based upon. And does anybody know the political, historical background? I think Felisol, asa iemand as, of why we have Heritage Day today in South Africa. Who commit on Heritage Day today in South Africa? It's to celebrate the diversity of culture in the country, isn't it? That's what it is. Because I don't know of any other countries where they have 11 official languages. 12 now. Sign language. They'll say. So. I must be careful, yeah. Because which finger is politically correct, which is not. This means this. I mean, in Portugal, this means good luck. In South Africa, it's like up yours, or I don't know what. So I just say, like, read between the lines. And many aren't to it for now, so belief. Please, I don't mean to offend anybody, but just sign language is an official language. So it's to celebrate the diversity of culture. And you know, folks, I don't know if it's like this in other countries, but have you seen how South Africans deal with trauma and crises? What do? They make jokes. They make jokes about it. And you think, well, why do they do that? Is hulle dof of ongevoelig? No, it's because laughter is medicine for the soul. Sean, ek kom jou te sien, my man. Ek sien, is 'n jong man, is nie meer klein Jean, is 'n jong man. Lekker om jou te sien. They deal with trauma by making jokes. It's something to celebrate people. But from I want to celebrate something that's real. I want to celebrate something that's substance, that there's substance to it. So we're going to look at five aspects from that passage in Ephesians chapter 1. Point number one, in no particular order other than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our entire heritage is based on the very best that God can possibly give. Hoeveel van julle, ja. Sorry, ek baie, baie, baie moeg. Hoeveel van julle dink, jy, dis so half en half asof jy 'n verwagting het dat daar nog iets na jou toe kan toe moet kom van die hemel af. You're waiting for something still to happen. Come on. No one. A paar van julle, okay? Listen to this. Verse 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing. There's nothing left in heaven, of the best of heaven, that God still has to give to you. Everything. Everything. So that which you're still waiting for, folks, it's in the spiritual realm, waiting to become a reality in the natural realm when you step out in faith and appropriate it for yourself. He sent Jesus to die in our place. He started off with just prophets, with the Holy Spirit sprinkled on certain people for certain reasons, for certain times. And then Pentecost came when the Holy Spirit was poured out on all flesh. And now every man, woman, and child that is hungry for baptism in the Holy Spirit will receive baptism in the Holy Spirit. And He's given us Jesus. Every spiritual blessing. There's nothing more for God to give. He's holding nothing back. Guess what? That's this jou erfenis. Dis, jy kan dit in Afrikaans sê, dis 'n erfenis. Dit somme, it feels like it's your own instead of just heritage. Dis 'n erfenis, man. Dis myne. Dis myne. He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing. So our heritage is based on the very best that God can possibly give us. Jo, that's exciting. The second thing is, now this is amazing. As amazing and spectacular and unique as this planet is not here because we are here. No, I got that wrong. I've given you the punchline. We're not here because this planet is here. This planet is here because we are here. If you think of how critical the balance of everything is in nature, just to keep everything in perfect balance, folks, we're not here because this planet's here. The planet is here because we are here. Where do I get that from? The second point. And that's from verse 4. Even before he made the world. When? Before. Long for it. Before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God chose you. My brother, my sister, God chose you. Before the world, he chose you. Maar ja, mozzie, jy ken my nie, jy ken my foute nie, and all my issues and my ploeie. No, I don't. But God does. And he still chose you. Guess what? God chose you before you had even sinned. Hy het geweet waar, wanneer, en hoeveel, en vir hoe lang gaan jy droog maak. He still chose you. Folks, that's good news. I'm glad God didn't just skip by me. Because if I was God, ek sou nie eens in my rigting gekyk het nie, man. Because I'm a royal mugu without Jesus. Regtig. Before he created the world, he chose you. He chose you. This beautiful blue marble, that's so spectacular. I heard an interesting thing last week. This guy, the way he spoke, it's such a fresh perspective on, you know, we're talking about climate change and preserving the planet and protect the trees and protect the animals and Greenpeace and all these things. We're concerned about what we're going to do to the planet. And the way he says it, he's an American, he says, because of a little bit of aluminum and plastic in the ocean, this planet has survived way, way worse than the worst of whatever man can throw in it. Once we've written ourselves off, besides God doing what he's going to do, this planet's going to survive, Yela. This planet will survive. You leave Mother Nature to herself. She just takes over. Check what happens to abandoned buildings. Mother Nature just takes over. What can we do to this planet? We can't destroy this planet. You leave Mother Nature to itself. That is beautiful and spectacular as this planet is, God has given it to us to enjoy. And you know what? This is a Bible sitting, Yella. God has given us dominion over his hands. We graciously had folks close up here to keep the birds away. So waar is vragtig? Somebody phoned. Hulle wil weet, wat het van die eilkies geword? Now listen, I'm an animal lover. Just, they didn't phone, they actually stopped at the gate. I love animals, I really do, okay? But they were concerned what happened to the owls, okay? I want to say to you, that person's probably got a few favorite dishes. And I want to tell you, all of those dishes are probably meat dishes. You're concerned about two owls. Do yourself a favor and go visit the abattoir and see how animals are killed so that you can have your favorite meat dish. Now come talk to me about two little owls, man. Get a life. But by the way, I've got that off my chest now. We humanely took the owls out. See, the owls, Alisni Darsini, the owls will find their home. Owls will, Mother Nature will sort itself out. Don't come talk to me about two little owls when you see our animals are killed so that we can eat meat. And yes, I do eat meat, just not as much as you, but I eat meat. There's nothing like a nice, like a lamb chop, yickle stickle. It's just not my lekker. It might not be the healthiest for you, but it's freaking delicious. So anyway, how did I get about lamb chops here? I said I'm tired. But yeah, so he's given us dominion over the work of his hands. But as beautiful as this planet is, folks, we're not here because the planet's here. The planet's here because we are here. God wanted us to enjoy the wonderful way in which he can be creative. Have you seen the spectacular colors of fish in the sea that changes colors, Yella? Squid that changes colors. Flowers. I mean, there's no artist that can do it like God. I forget the phenomenon, what's it called, but a very well-known photographer, Ken Rockwell, said, regular folk have dinner during the best time for photography. There's a certain time of the year, a certain place, depending on where you are, that as the sun is busy setting on the horizon at the ocean, that you see a flash and a glimpse of green. I've actually seen a photo of it. It's incredible. It's just this green, this bright green that's between the ocean and the sun. And it only happens at certain times of the year. And then you get the aurora borealis, that display of green lights in the northern lights. It's absolutely, and we can go on and on and on and on. God has done all of that for you because he chose you. How's that for an erfenis? How's that for an inheritance? That's what we have to look forward to, church. Point number three. Our entire heritage, this is so special. I did this years ago. I got to hear how a particular man talks about how his family has a tradition. How every Sunday, the entire family, the extended family, die kinders, die kleinkinders, they get together and they have a Sunday meal around the table together. And my heart, it just resonated in my heart because we didn't have that privilege. There was a time when we did. But then our family, because life happened and because choices that we made, just got fragmented and broken apart. And still to that day, at that time, his children come over there with their children and the grandchildren. They come and they celebrate a family meal together. Folks, if you have that privilege of doing it with your family, you do it. You do it. You get everybody to put all their cell phones in some box, in a container, in the corner. When did we do that? At Christmas time, Sunshine? We did it. We had folks over and said, you know, weet jy lekker het ons gekuier? Nee, ons het nie gekuier nie, ons het gekuier. You just talk. It was just beautiful to just, you know, you ask somebody how you're doing and you make the time to listen to what they have to say. When last have you done that? When last have you tried to listen and to hear and read between the lines when people tell you? When last, folks, besides your boktrolliekie and your skutterbolliekie and your wyfiekie, whoever it is, nee, your squeeze, when last have you made the time to look into somebody's eyes and to pick up on where they are at? We don't make the time to do that with each other anymore. Family time is the time to do that. God had that in mind when he chose you. That's a heritage. This is a heritage. Out of these verses that I've selected, this is my favorite one. This is my favorite one. Our entire heritage, it is based on inclusion into the best family, not exclusion. So often, Christianity is seen as something that excludes you. Because of this in your life, you're excluded. Because you don't do this, you're excluded. Because you're not this, you're excluded. Because you go and dress like this, talk like this, act like this, fellowship here, drive this, live there, you're excluded. That's not what Christianity is about. This week I got this revelation and I don't know how to do it yet. I've just seen it on Facebook. I'm going to learn. People, they post something on Facebook. It's like a meme. It's like one slide of a slide presentation. Do you know what I mean? It's got a colored background and then the words there. How many of you know how to do that? Please come teach me afterwards. I check all the young people and not some. I don't know how to do that on Facebook. I don't know how. I want to put this. No matter what mistakes Christians have made, it does not change who God is. Isn't that awesome? No matter what mistakes Christians have made, it does not change who God is. And Christians have done some things where people feel, no, you're excluded. Heng, with my groot back, I've probably said things from this pulpit that people think, I'm not going to feel welcome in that church. Look what that jerk has just said. I must have said something that's offended somebody. I must have. No matter what mistakes Christians have made, it does not change who God is. He's still the creator of everything, the miracle working God of the Bible, the great I am, the one who is and who is to come, a just, righteous, fair judge who's coming to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end, and the glory of the knowledge of God will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, no matter what any Christian has done. God has included us in that family. Christianity is a faith of inclusion, not exclusion. God and his principles and values and the life and the message of Jesus doesn't exclude anybody. People exclude themselves from the benefits of what God has to offer in his kingdom. Verse 5, This is still point three. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Folks, that's beautiful. He adopted us into his family to bring us to himself, and it gave him great pleasure. This is what he wanted to do. It wasn't like God is like, oh, Jesus, get the Holy Spirit together. Come, let's just have a crisis staff meeting. What are we going to do with mankind? How are we going to save this lot? No, it's like, I want to save this lot. I want to save man. I want to bring them into our family. You can imagine, I don't know, I'm using poetic license here, if the angels even think like this. They're thinking, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, do you know what mankind's actually getting up to? Are you sure you want to do this? God, just think this through. Just think this through before you include mankind into your family, Lord. I mean, we got to protect these oaks all the time. You don't know what these oaks get up to. Do you really want to do this? God is like, I want to do it. I'd rather leave heaven than be in heaven without them. That is your inheritance. Broer, boer, dis jou erfenis. Die is jou erfenis. It gave God great pleasure to do that, to bring you into his family. Is this encouraging you this morning, church? Come on, man. Point number four. But we're living in 2023. We're in a messed up, broken, sick, fragmented, dying, confused world. In spite of the bitterness and brokenness of the past and present, what do we have to look forward to? You want to speak to somebody that's real? Speak to Dov. Hy gaan reguit vir jou sê wanneer dit sleg gaan. Doesn't draai doeke and come up with all Christianese nou en hier prys die Here, hallelujah. Wanneer dit sleg gaan, gaan hy vir jou sê, jy gaan weer gaan sleg. He'll tell you. When we're in those times, what do we have to look forward to? Sometimes you think, I've got nothing to look forward to. Mozzie, you standing there and you have your little Christian life and your pastoral role. You don't know what I'm going through at home, family life, the finances, in my health, at job, with the kids, with my skoonma and my failma and my oma and the ana advetiva. You don't know what I'm going through. You know, I've got nothing to look forward to. You think, what do I have to look forward to? Well, verse 9 and 10 of Ephesians 1 tells us this. God has now revealed to us his mysterious, and that's the catch. That's where our hunger, where our seeking, our desperation comes in. God has now revealed to us his mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill his own good plan. And folks, I'm not into Easter bunnies and all the eggs and things like that. I think it distracts kids so much from what the Easter message is about. But when they hide Easter eggs, they hide them so that they get found again, isn't it? You don't hide those things that the kids can never ever find them again. I mean, like, look, you know, the mysteries of God are created in such a way so that you can find them, so that you make the time to get up off your blessed assurance, to early in the morning seek God's face, to make the time to discover, to make the time to read just a little bit what the pastor tells you on Sunday, chapter and verse, and to discover it for yourself, to ask God yourself, say, Lord, show me, teach me, explain it to me. The mysteries of God are structured and created in such a way so that you can find the beauties of the mystery. And the Holy Spirit reveals these things to you. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9 that says, no eye has seen, no ears heard, no mind has even conceived anything like that which God has prepared for those who love him. But the next verse says, but God has revealed these things to us by his Spirit. And if we make the time to discover these things, you will discover My brother, my sister, what you have to look forward to. You will wake up in the morning, and when your feet touch that ground, touch the ground, all the demonic forces now will say, oh no, he or she is awake again. They're now going to plunder hell and populate heaven and tell somebody about Jesus. They're going to testify. They haven't seen Jesus yet, but they love him and they worship him. They got something to look forward to, and they're going to sing God's praises and the faith of God because they believe in God for prayers that haven't even been answered yet. What are we going to do with this individual? And nobody's excited at that. Come on, Yella. That's what we have to look forward to. These mysteries that God can show to us. He says here, what does he say? God has now revealed to us his mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill his own good plan. His plan. Whose plan? God's plan. Verse 10. And this is the plan. It makes it easy. Someone tells you, at the right time, mensa ex opistadem, ek venstet vas aldaitate. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. Everything in heaven and on earth. And I just felt this, like, this whole political mess and thing that all of us are going through. I thought, yes, amal se dag kom. Amal se dag kom. Every crooked politician, every lying, deceiving principality and power, and all the things that are behind the scenes in the world, because there's so much behind the scenes, people. This is a handful of people that own this world financially. Just a handful of people. He will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. That's what we have to look forward to. So, wie wat julle, miskien. Miskien, worst case scenario, beleef ons dit nie nou in hierdie leeftijd hierso. But one day, when the fat lady and the skinny lady and everyone else is saying, God's going to have the final say. God's going to have the final say. En wat na jou toe gaan kom, gaan na jou toe kom. Wat na jou toe gaan kom, gaan na jou toe kom. It's going to happen, good or bad. Good or bad. But for the Christian, what we've done wrong has been paid for by the blood of Christ, been washed. Our judgment, our rewards, it's going to be like an award and reward ceremony for the things we've done in selfish faithfulness as unto the Lord. Very, very different kind of judgment. Point number 5, and we land this thing. If we let him, God will enable us to better understand and navigate these difficult times. Verse 8, it says, he has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. Along with all wisdom and understanding. How many of you need wisdom and understanding? I need wisdom and understanding. We're just like, Lord, how do we do this? How? Folks, there's people facing huge family issues where you just don't know what to do. What do you do? I don't know what to do. You know, as Christians, when people come to you in the counseling context, it's okay to say, I don't know. Maar saam gaan ons uitvind by die Here. I don't know, but let's pray to God. He knows, and he'll tell us when. He'll tell us the how. And maybe, you know what? Sometimes God doesn't even tell you the how. He doesn't tell you the when. He just wants you to seek him. The fact that you just come to him. Dis genoeg. It must be enough. But when he does, and the scripture encourages us, he says, in the book of James, if any of you lack wisdom, ask and God will give you wisdom. So he'll give us the ability to understand and navigate these difficult times. I'm going to recap those 5 points quickly and end off by saying, well, what then do we celebrate? So number one, our entire heritage is based on the very best that God can give. He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. Number two, we're not here because the planet's here. The planet's here because we are here. The scripture says, before he formed the world, God chose us to be blameless in Christ Jesus. Number three, our entire heritage is based on inclusion into his family. You know, we celebrated communion today. Imagine when we actually with Jesus at that table and we sit down with him. And we have a meal with Jesus. You yell. Imagine the feast. Imagine eating not because you're hungry, but just to give you strength to be able to stand in the presence of God. And you eat in a blade lacquer. The only thing I don't like about eating is that you eventually get full. Dan kan jy nie meer nie. Your palate wants more, but your stomach says, time out. Come on. Come on. It's not only me. Don't let my size fool you. I can eat. Imagine eating in heaven, and it's just enjoyment, and you just eat, and you will eat this lacquer. Woo. Come on, we're going to look forward to these things, man. So our entire heritage is based on inclusion into his family. Number four, in spite of the bitterness and brokenness and the part of the past and the present, we still have so much to look forward to. What do we have to look forward to? The mysteries that there are in Christ that we will discover if we just make time to let the Holy Spirit reveal these things to us. The fifth and the last point, if we let him, God will give us wisdom and understanding to navigate these difficult times. So to close off, I say this. So, what should we celebrate today as Christians on Heritage Day? Verse 6 to 7 of Ephesians 1. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. Verse 7. He's so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. Hallelujah. That is worth celebrating. I said that is worth celebrating. That is worth celebrating. That is worth celebrating. We celebrate you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. I'm going to ask the deep end to help us celebrate one more time. Wat gaan ons sing? Hulle sal besluit as hulle opkom. But let's celebrate that together. I want that to be your encouragement today. If you still have the privilege of leaving this place today, going and getting together with family and having a meal, maybe it's takeaways or Mickey D's or KFC or jy gaan staan voor die stoof en kook or you're going to nuke a microwave meal or whatever. Think of your heritage. Just say, Lord, somewhere along the line today, remind me of what my heritage is as a son or a daughter of the Most High God. May Almighty God bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up his countenance over you and give you supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. We love you dearly. Have an awesome, awesome week. Looking forward to seeing you same time, same place next week. Love you guys dearly. Thank you for making the time to listen.